A group of migrant children and their advocates are suing the federal government. They argue the process for uniting them with sponsors in the U.S. is too long and burdensome, and this lawsuit includes an account of one migrant girl's difficult experience at a local shelter. KNKX's Will James has that story.
The 17-year-old, identified only as ACMS, migrated last fall from Honduras and was sent to a shelter in Seattle. There, she says, a male shelter employee who worked at night violated the shelter's rules by touching her arm and touching another girl's feet while sitting on her bed. The incident was concerning enough that four girls reported it to a shelter supervisor, according to the lawsuit. YouthCare, the Seattle nonprofit that runs the shelter, says it's investigating, and in cases like this, accused staff are placed on leave. The lawsuit also describes the many steps taken by the girl's father in New Jersey as he tried to get permission from the federal government to take her in. He's been unsuccessful so far. Will James, KNKX News.